see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Radio at its best.
And now back to Satchmo.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
from the Art Center in Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. And I love Louis, and I think if anybody out there doesn't like Louis, there's something wrong with you. So, this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Good morning, Carrboro and the Big Chill, and anyone else that's tuning us in. I thought today was just going to be sort of a music and radio theater show. Lee and I haven't really sort of taken things beyond this. She's assisting me today on the board, so I can talk without having to have my mind on the gadgetry and messing up in both cases. But I thought we'd start out with a little bit of Harry Belafonte doing the Banana Boat, or what is that name of that tune?
Deo.
Deo, right. And then I'm going to take you folks on down to Calypso Road. I've had a personal life in that realm, and I lived in the Virgin Islands and went around as the African poet, and I've got some radio show excerpts to present as my radio theater today. But let's start with Harry Belafonte.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Lip
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Turn me off right now because this is an edgy little performance piece. I'm not doing Reader's Theatre.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Lip
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come.
Okay, folks don't know what happened with that reception. We were pulling that off the computer, and for some reason, old Harry didn't want to sing for us. So actually, I'm gonna take you folks in a direction of the Virgin Islands. Many moons ago, back in, I think it was 77, 78, I was known as the African poet in the Virgin Islands, and the reason that came about was because of a rather fateful evening as a chef of Bluebeard's Castle. Usually at the end of the night, I would go and join the house pianist, Nat Blake, in Pirate's Lounge at Bluebeard's Castle and perform for tourists there, telling stories with him, giving me musical backup. And one particular night, we were doing a performance together, got a standing ovation by a house full of tourists. And in the midst of it all, this big, tall fella stands up and looks at me and goes, Claudio, I want you on the radio. And looking at him, I just said, well, that's very kind, sir. And who might you be? And at that point, my buddy Nat Blake says, Claudio, would you please shut up? I said, why? What's the matter? And he goes, you just asked Elvis Presley who he was. Turns out this guy was the monarch of Calypso in the West Indies. Now lives in Antigua, still very active. His name is King Obstinate. And he invited me onto his King Obstinate Calypso show. And it brought almost instant fame for my storytelling as the African poet. So I'm going to introduce you to part of that lifestyle. This was taken, it's going to have, this copy's going to have some flaws in it. It was taken off 37-year-old cassette tapes that were not of a high quality. But somehow my friend Bob Crowley managed to make some of it copy. And so we did an edit worth about, I think, 19, 20 minutes of me doing shows with King Obstinate. And in some cases, instead of letting you hear the scratchy old performance pieces that were on there, we took them off my album and sort of polished some things up. But for the most part, you'll hear the authentic younger version, me at 23, and now at 60, hanging out together.
You were just a baby.
Yes. So this is, I'm calling this one The King and I. King Obstinate, who was Paul Richards, very famous in the Virgin Islands, and myself on Radio 1 St. Thomas.
And now, here he is, the twice-crowned Calypso King of Antigua, the monarch of Calypso, King Obstinate.
People, I'm King Obstinate. I'm 180 pounds of solid garret, from now until 4 o'clock. The country's mine.
Well, listen to the King Obstinate Calypso show right here at WPWI here in the heart of St. Thomas. Don't forget you hang here with me because we got the African choir here with us today. We're going to sort of having a guest for about a week or so here at the King Obstinate Show. So you just sort of hang in and sit closely, I would say.
The Perished Land. Walking shadows in the twilight of night. Commitments of ancient customs vaguely in sight. Once entirely filled with savage life, now succumbed unto the god of death. A time when the intruder perished by the knife. Now the knife remains everlasting in the sheath. The natives once dwelt and rejoiced upon this land. The intruder now has invaded and made of it a hand of sand. In the darkness of night, the visitors keep shut their doors. 'Tis believed spirits bathe in the perilous moors. All believers have their reason. At night they are made to pay the price of treason. The spirits rejoice in the twilight of night. Commitments of ancient customs vaguely in sight. This was the first poem I ever wrote, and I'm performing it here tonight in my realm, also known as my backyard, in the deep woods in Broadway, North Carolina. I'm going to give the Afrikaans interpretation of it now, and that would be called Die Omgekeerde Land. Drentelende skaduwees en die skande van nacht, aanbindings van stokoue gewoontes, iewers in sich, op 'n tyd deur woedende lewe gevul, nou omgeslag na die god van die dode. Die dae toe die indringer het deur die mes omgekeer, nou bly die mes vir altyd in die skerm. Die naturelle het op 'n tyd gelewe en bevreugde in die land. Die indringer het nou ingedwing en maak van dit 'n handvol sand. In die nag hou die besoekers toe hul deur. Dit is geglo dat spooke ronddraf in die geheimsinnige vleie. Alle gloers het hul rede. S'nachts moet hulle die boete van woede betaal. Die spooke pret speel in die skade van nag. Aanbindings van stokoue gewoontes, iewers in sig.
But I got a good buddy here with me this afternoon, and he answers to the name of the African poet. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. Claudio, tell him who you are.
My name is Claudio Oswald Nidvarok. Claudio for short.
Claudia for short. And where are you from, Claudia?
South Africa.
South Africa. What part of South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, South Africa. Bless your heart, pal, and welcome to the King Obstinate Calypso Show. Eh?
Thank you.
You're the first African. You had any show, eh, Nick? All right. All right. Listen, Claudio, you know that you've been writing a lot of poetry, I would say. That's how you tell your work?
Poetry, stories, and so on.
And so on. And
cultural affairs.
Right. We have a lot of kids out here, you know, and because you know, kind of every time what's happening that a lot of people, you know, they're writing clips and, like, you know, Ferrari would just sing. But we have a lot of kids out here and across the Eastern Caribbean who, you know, I find they're very interested in poetry. And I think that some of the things that you're gonna do today, I think might sort of give them a little spur, you know? So I'm gonna throw the mic over to you and let you recite a couple of things for us. What do you think?
Okay, man.
Here's Claudia.
Okay, people, why don't you tune into this? Check it out, see what you have to say. I want to say a few words, first of all, about a certain screen which we have been using as a substitute for the imagination, which is our greatest gift. This little screen is called television. It leaves, if you watch it, practically nothing to the imagination. What I'm about to recite and perhaps perform for you today leaves absolutely everything to the imagination. I'm not going to have any musical backup, no calypso drums, no steel drum, no piano, nothing banging away in the back. It's going to be this voice that you hear now. As I said, my name is Claudio Nidvarok.
Midnight Walker. Wandering through deserted streets at a time when only darkness meets. With long coat, dark hat, and walking stick, he strolls, as silently and mysteriously the midnight hour rolls.
silhouetted in dark corridors as he walks upon their creaking floors, wandering through dark condemnation. He hideously seeks his inspiration. To the people of the village his face be not known, he dwells secluded and alone. Far upon a hillside lonely, there dwells he, and he the only. Here the clock strikes four, he stands by the door, he unlocks it and ventures inside, as again from the day he must hide. He is a man of no charm, yet he does no one harm. Due to rumors of the village, three men follow his path. Due to rumors of the village, the three men seek wrath. The old man lights a candle. Before resting his head, he reads from the Bible as he lays upon his bed. A scent of fire causes the old man to rise. As he opens the door, he's attacked by surprise. As two held him fast, the third stabbed with a dagger. They then laughed bitterly as they watched the man stagger. The three men went inside. The old man lay and died. They noticed the Bible upon the man's bed. "Fools we have been," one man bitterly said. "'Tis too late," said the third. "The old man is dead." A strong wind blew shut the door of the hut. The candle fell upon the bed. "The door is stuck," the second man said. Windows there were none as to keep out the sun. The flames were strong, the wood burned well, and of the old man's murder none lived to tell. The hut burned to ashes, the murderers were dead. The Bible lay open next to the old man's bed. It read, "Thou shalt not kill." The four corpses lay still. Three of them fools and one carried God's will. Due to rumors of the village, three men followed his path. Due to rumors of the village, the three men found God's wrath. The old man lit a candle before resting his head. He read from the Bible as he lay upon his bed. Who shall now pray for the fools that are dead?
All right, Plantio.
So much for goodbyes. Anyway, people, I hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, Claire,
back to the king. I realize that on the show you have to have somewhat of an obstinate character, but I think I'll leave that to the king.
That's out of sight. But tomorrow we can do it again.
I'll have some more.
Maybe you can encourage the kids, you know, write more poetry.
Yes, why don't you little sweethearts out there, kids and all, think about submitting some of your material, some little creations that you might think up, to the King Obstinate Radio Show, and we'll have some surprises for you.
Yeah, we'll give them a big prize or something.
Of course.
I think so. Okay.
Okay, Claudio.
Okay, we got the African poet standing by, and Claudio.
Hello to all you beautiful people of the Virgin Islands, here on this bright and lovely Santonian day. This is once again the voice of your imagination, bringing you food for thought in the form of poetry and philosophy. I'm Claudio, the African poet. So turn down the noise and up your radio, because in order to understand my message, you must give yourself room to think about it.
Nice.
Children, I want you to take me serious and start writing some of your own poetry, and send it to me on WVWI, the King Obstinate Show. The best will be read across the air by me, and for all your friends to hear, and then the King and I will still have a few surprises for you. So children, get it together, and I will be expecting to hear from you, okay? Okay. All right, folks, my message for you today will be given under the titles The Mercenary Tide and Said Jesus. Allow my words to inspire and strengthen you this day, and from here on, in the memory of love. People, I love you. The Mercenary Tide. This ship has sailed from sea to shore, though it will take me home no more. For I shall leave her deck at sea and soon become a memory. The tale I have to tell is long and concerns the devil's daughters. I pray my words will be as strong as these tormenting waters. The clouds hung low in dreary skies as we sailed the wicked waves. And mine must have met the devil's eyes as we crossed these watery graves. The ship was tossed from side to side. The crew lay weak and ill. And soon this mercenary tide prepared us for the kill. The crewmen left me one by one. The mast hung loose and broken. And then there rose a midday sun. It was the devil's token. The waters reached a steady calm. and clouds all disappeared. I felt a finger touch my palm. To say the least, I feared. I soon beheld a lovely lady standing by my side. Her eyes appeared a trifle shady, said I, woe betide. And then I soon beheld two more, entangled in my view. Stood I more baffled than before, for what was I to do? And then they spoke, each one in turn, in words for which I will not yearn. The ruler has a place for you beneath these hostile waters, and bids that you will be so true as to follow us, his daughters. He says your cruel and wicked ways have brought you to his favor, and that in the end of your days you need no longer labor. He has for you a mansion built so far beneath the sea that in the end of your days you will dwell eternally. It was as I heard the ending word, I fell to my knees and prayed, and the devil's daughters strayed. I ask for forgiveness, and I pray he has heard, but I could not bear the ending word. Though it's been so many days now that I've been lost at sea, and none other than the devil bade his return to me. Alas, my prayers have been in vain, for God has chosen to refrain. With weakened eyes I stare at the sky, for the moment has come that I must die. And it is not for the friends I shall see in hell, but for the other few that I bid farewell. Let that be a message to you, people, and this is my last line for today. Said Jesus is the title of this one. There is a breed of men who never dare, while others do more than their share. There is the king, the prince, and the knave, though the most daring is the slave. There are many cowards and many brave who have had their names in writing, while the boldest in the battlefields were left to die while fighting. Though the bravest of all, said Jesus above, is truly he who dares to love. Well, people, that's it for today. So think about it and get back on the road to happiness.
Listen, Claudia, it's nice having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming. And tomorrow we'll do it again.
Right on.
Okay, Claudia.
See you tomorrow.
People don't lose your head, because what is good for the goose is good for the gander. Most of all, you don't lose your head. Remember, your brain is alive. People are gone. You've been listening to the King Absolute Calypso Show, brought to you each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, 105 to 2 p.m. over WVW. I'm joining again for another hour with King Obstinate. The time in the Virgin Islands is now at 2 o'clock.
All right. That was some happy times in St. Thomas back in, 77, 78, when I was chef at Bluebeard's Castle and also performing as the African poet. And the fellow that you heard there, King Obstinate, is literally a monarch of Calypso. He's a Calypso legend, now living in Antigua. Last I heard, he was living in the governor's mansion. So, old boy gets himself into some of the right places. Still a good friend. I'm hoping at some point to reestablish contact. It's tough to get through all the protection somebody that famous has and actually try to get a hold of an old friend. So I'm on a fishing trip to try and get
So maybe you're getting through Facebook.
I'm going to give it a shot. I might have to do a King Obstinate performance piece. We actually co-wrote an album years ago, and I left the islands before I heard what he did with it. And so I'm hoping at some point I can put some kind of a hook in the water to get back in touch with him.
Facebook's great for a lot of things, so you might be able to reach out and find him that way.
Might have to do that. Why don't we try and catch folks up on what's going on with WCOM? I know they just had the fundraiser at the
Hickory Tavern.
Hickory Tavern.
It was last Thursday night and went well. We had a live band and we enjoyed the music, and there was a big crowd there, and we had a lot of food and fun and donations. And if you didn't make the event, you can still go on our WCOMFM.org website, become an underwriter, or make a donation. And
we appreciate all the help we can get.
We're on the air because of people like you.
Absolutely. I couldn't make it to the last one because I was already booked, but I'll try to be in all future ones if I can help it.
Yeah, I think we're doing it biannually. I think they said twice a year we're going to do it.
Is that okay? So this would be the close for this year then.
Yeah, and then we'll probably do one probably early spring, you know, when we all have spring fever and everybody wants to get out and social.
Now, I understand there's been a bit of a shuffle with WCOM overall.
Yeah, so we've got a couple new board members, Art Minius and Kevin Shields,
right,
who both do shows on WCOM, are on the board, and so they'll be officially joining the board in January. And we're working to revamp the website and amp up our social media and just do all kinds of things.
Try to get more sophisticated in general.
I call it going semi-pro.
Now let's go pro. What the heck?
Well, we're all volunteers, so we unpaid volunteers, and so we're in here donating our time and doing our shows. And
any donations you make do not go to us; they go to the station directly.
Correct.
To support WCOM.
So you can underwrite Claudio's show, or you can underwrite my show.
Speaking of which, I do have to acknowledge my existing underwriters. The most loyal one has been the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham for going on 8 years now.
Wow!
And also, of course, the Apex Arts Council that came into the picture a little later. But Carolina Theater of Durham has been my support system from the start of my speakeasy 8 years ago.
Wow, eight years.
Yeah.
Eight fabulous years.
I don't know where the time has gone. And here we just heard a recording of me at 23 on the King Opsner Calypso show. So today is...
When you're having fun.
Today is Memoryville.
Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. So let's try that banana boat thing again.
We're going to try it again. I've did a workaround, so we're going to hope it works.
Something happened. There's a ghost in the machine, so we don't know what happened.
It happens.
Let's give it a try.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hip
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want. Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hey, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hey, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go.
And we couldn't dig up any King Obstinate for you because those are all, I think you have to pay for every King Obstinate song, so we couldn't pull any up just randomly.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yes. The Calypso Elvis Presley, but he's a pretty amazing character. We used to sneak around town I sort of doubled as his bodyguard. I was, I guess, the former street fighter and still tough in those days. And we would sneak around. He would just sort of disguise himself so that people wouldn't recognize him, so we could go have lunch in some of these outside food stands. And people would be walking by, nobody realizing that they were looking at the legend.
So how does he disguise himself? Because he looks like he's a pretty distinctive
person. Well, he put on one of these baseball-type caps and had an odd shirt and just sort of, I don't know, I think he probably made it a point to turn his face away from anybody passing by.
Right.
But managed to do it. But he said normally he couldn't walk down the street without just people coming up to him for autographs or, hey, it's Opsty, it's Opsty. I mean, it's a black island, and of course he's right. the black monarch of Calypso.
So you said he lives in the governor's mansion. He's not the official governor.
He's not the official governor, but I know he lives in Antigua. He's friends with everybody there. And last I heard, he was actually living with the governor for a while. I don't know if he'd just gotten back or I don't know what that's all about, but I know he spent some time living in the governor's mansion. I think that's pretty cool.
It is. That's cool. You got connections then.
If I don't find him any other way, I may have to go to Antigua and see if I can sort of get into the fortress.
That would be such a hardship.
Yes. Yeah, you might not see me again.
Head back to the Caribbean and all that lovely weather.
If I can ever find an island that hasn't become another American shopping center, I would love to live that lifestyle.
Well, it's not necessarily just an American shopping center because you go to...
Well, other nations are imitating Americana, so yeah.
Because it's like, go to Hong Kong. That's like the biggest shopping center in the world.
God. I have no idea what the appeal is for that one.
I don't know. I was thinking the other day, I was trying to think the last time I was inside of like a mall, because I'm an online shopper.
Mm-hmm.
I know my UPS guy and my FedEx guy pretty well, and I'm thinking, has it been 6 months since I've been like in a true mall? I mean, I'm going to standalone shop like that, but... You just get in there, there's not as many choices, and you got to get it home and lug it in your car and lug it out.
I can't go do my shopping, you know, I don't like spending any time on it. I go, I get what I need, and I leave. I'm not really tempted by the surroundings.
I'm like one of those people that look up the map of the mall and figure out where the store is, which is the closest entrance, especially during Christmas season.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm done with my Christmas shopping. I do it all year long. But I can remember living up in Michigan in one of the huge malls up there, and my dad always bought my mom a snow globe, and I was always his elf. So every year there was a snow globe. And so I found there was a store that did nothing but snow globes, musical snow globes. And I called them and said, do you have it? They said, yes. I said, box it, bag it. I'll be in with my credit card. I need to be in and out. And I mean, it took me less than 5 minutes because they said, I mean it. I'm not buying it if it's not ready.
I have no idea why people find such joy in the shopping thing. Don't you know when you die, you're not going to be able to take any of it with you? So why have this? I don't really understand how some of these temporary things can bring so much joy just for the sake of spending money.
Well, and I guess I've kind of always been this way. When I set up my first apartment after grad school, I got to know the UPS guy. He delivered my vacuum cleaner. He delivered the furniture. You know, it was just like, and he's like, hi, it's me again. I was like, yeah, I know. I refuse to go to the mall. So,
Maybe that's why the ordering online business is booming like it is.
Yeah, and Amazon.
A lot of people feel that
Amazon's taken off, and then a lot of the bookstores, so Barnes and Noble and stuff, are looking to change their strategy to be more online and all those kind of things. So we just don't like taking.
Good. Then we can grow forests again because we won't need the damn shopping centers. I like that idea. Well, we're going to continue in the Calypso vein. What's our next tune?
Our next tune is Louis Armstrong from High Society doing Calypso.
Didn't know Louis was into Calypso, but hey, I guess he grabs everybody.
Apparently he is.
Just dig that scenery floating by. We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety. Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high society. Yes, I wanna play for my former band. He runs the local jazz festival. His name is Dexter and he's the news. Some kind of tells me that boy is nursing the blues in high society. He's got the blues cause his former wife begins to borrow a brand new life. She started lately a new affair, and now the silly chick is gonna marry a square.
High society.
High society. next, just trust your set. Stop that wedding and kill that match. Toot my trumpet to start the fun and pray in such a way that you'll come back to your son. And
high society.
Can you dig old Satchmo swinging in the beautiful high society?
are listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theatre on WCOM 103.5 FM. Brought to you, at least my show has been brought to you by the historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. Coming up next week, I'm going to have a unique guest on the show, a comedian that you've heard on the show once before, but moons ago, known as Big A. I was stage manager at the Carolina Theatre when he opened for the, I guess, cable comedian Josh Blue, who was pretty funny. And Big A was pretty funny himself, but the last time I had Big A on, we wound up sort of connecting with each other's sense of humor, and he kind of brought out the comedian in me. So,
I'll apologize in advance. It's going to be dangerous next week,
yes,
is that what you're saying?
It is.
And you're coming on my show next week.
Look out, at noon
on Focus on Business on Tuesday.
It's going to be double dangerous because I'm going to be in that state.
And we're going to talk about your new book.
That's right, The Primitive Moon.
All kinds of lovely things about your career.
Oh, boy. I'm going to let you ask the questions. I'll just answer them.
No gotcha questions.
I haven't made up any lies about it because my life's been intriguing enough on its own. If I made up anything about it, the lies would really jump out.
So here's a question, and I just thought of it. If you had to title your autobiography when you wrote it, what would you title it?
I think I'd steal from Ray Bradbury, Drunk and in Charge of a Bicycle.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Ray Bradbury actually used that for his. We were friends for about a decade. I'll have to think about that one. I'll come up with that on your show next time.
So you'll have to think about that because you've had such a varied career of chef and traveler.
Unlike many people, I haven't made it a point to get rich. I've made it a point to have a rich life as far as rich in experience. And whenever I read a book or something that fascinated me, I went and explored that lifestyle.
Great.
So many times I was broke, but I was, I figured I can
be
broke.
Can't take it with you.
I can be broke anywhere I want to be because I can get a job there.
Have you seen that commercial where the son comes in and tells the father that he sold everything he has, he bought a car, he quit his job, and he's just going to drive around the country, and it sounds like the dad sounds like he's just really fed up, and he goes, boy, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like it's the things you don't do that you regret, they say.
And I was afraid of not having enough memories in my head when I finally did sit back in the rocking chair, so I lived my life very authentically and also to season myself as a writer. My ultimate love, out of all the many artistic things I do and do well, if I say so myself, my greatest love is writing.
Well, we were talking off air that you can make a living from your art. You just have to be able to combine that authenticity with the integrity of doing business well.
Well, I'm actually going to look a little in your direction to help me with my book publication to see if I can't get that in some circulation. I'm much more the artist than I am the money person. So
right.
I need help from people like you
and
that know that.
You know, and you see that the artists usually end up getting taken advantage of because of agents and ethics or managers or whoever was managing their money.
Certain naivete.
Yeah. So, they protected the child stars to some extent, but the adult stars are not equipped necessarily.
Well, they protected the child stars because they had mom and dad looking over their shoulders probably.
Well, no, mom and dad used to take advantage, and that's where like the Mickey Rooney's and all of them.
Right.
Went before Congress and testified because they were broke because of the way their parents managed their money after spending decades.
Good point,
And so there were protections put in and things, but I don't think we always protect ourselves as artists. And I'm half artist, half business person because literally when they tested my brain, I'm 50-50, left brain, right brain.
Well, if there's an agent out there, I'm interested in talking to you because I want to go back into performance mode as well as do voiceover work and so on. And, actually, I'm going to be working with Lee on putting some of this together. But
And there's different platforms that are out there. We're having some of those companies on the show. Music X-Ray is a performance listing. It's a software platform. They were supposed to be on a couple of weeks ago on the show, and we had a technical glitch with the call-in line.
Uh-oh.
So we're rescheduling them, but they've created a software platform so that businesses, like if you need a voiceover for a commercial or you need musicians, you can list the talents out there, and then they can go find the talent out there. So
I need to sign up.
Website, yeah. So it's fascinating. They're out in New York City, and he's an entrepreneur.
And this was on your show?
Or? Yeah, they were supposed to be on the show a couple weeks ago, and they're coming up. Hopefully, they'll be back in February. We're trying to get we'll pre-record it. But it's just fascinating because he's combined the business concept with creating a platform that each artist can self-market.
I think I've heard about this. It might have been on the internet or somewhere I bumped into it. But yeah, it does sound familiar.
And so, we were looking forward to having that conversation because we're having a lot of conversations about art and music and the business of being of being the performer and making money from it and things like that. So we had the incubator on the show from Nashville, the music business incubator, which was fascinating. So
I bet.
they're creating, one of the tools was to be able to syndicate, publish classical music, which has always been hard because of that, right? Yeah. So to list it and get those different types of things.
I think I heard that there must have been some kind of a talk radio show about that very topic, because it's sounding very familiar. Maybe it was PBS or something touching on it.
And so it's an interesting thing how technology and business and art is coming together.
Well, it's time it does. Art is the soul of things.
Well, and it's fun, because we're talking about your writing and your book that's coming out, and I know when I paint, my mood dictates what comes out on the and what colors I pick. And I always say I can set out to paint a waterfall and I'll end up painting a desert.
Yeah.
It's just whatever.
You can't really dictate that to the inspiration in you.
And so I watch those artists on TV and they're showing you, well, you outline this. And I could never produce the same piece of art twice.
No,
I don't care if I outlined it. I don't care if I embedded it and I was just painting over it. It would not happen.
Yeah.
That's just not the artist that's in me.
Well, what is our next Calypso piece? That what you just heard was Calypso Rose.
Rum and Coca-Cola from Calypso,
which
Rose.
I also think the Andrews Sisters have done versions of.
I think they did. Yeah. I think they did. The next one is Kingstown from the Jamaican Steel Band.
Kingston Town, right?
It's just as Kingston.
Kingstown.
Kingston Town.
Okay.
And then we've got Bad Bad Whiskey coming up. We haven't heard that one either. So here we go.
Thank you. bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. He disgraces family. Well, we both went out on a spree. We met 55 Barbadian with a bottle of Scotch whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. This place is family. Georgie, boy, he have a lot of money, but when he go out drinking, he disgraces his family. Bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, he disgraces his family. Boy came from good family, but when he go out drinking, he disgraces his family. He say bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, he disgraces his family.
This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre, brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. I'm sitting in the studio with Lee on the controls, and Lee on mouth. And I'm kind of running out of things to say.
He's not controlled.
No, I'm controlled. And I'm kind of running out of things to say, so we're going to play one more Calypso tune for the farewell of the Speakeasy today, and I'll be back next week with the comedian Big A, who opened up for Josh Blue at the Carolina Theater.
And I think I'll be back to help you with that again next week, and then you'll be on my show at noon.
Oh, boy. So that's what you guys are in for, anyone tuning us in. Thank you for doing so. I'm going to let this next Calypso song sign us off. So thank you for tuning in the Speakeasy. Until next time, cheers.
This is In the Dew and the Rain by Growler.
Appropriate.
Carmela, Dudula, drive me round this circular, yes sir, with champagne and lemonade, but when Kumanar I want to be. She told me her name was Carmela Pierre. I drove this sweet child without no fear, I mean to say, with so much old talk and thing, hear me promising wristlets and diamond rings. He said, I'm a Chinese mixed Portuguese, you must imagine our romance in the open sea. After I tried me bramble and she began to beg for matrimony. Vermouth and creme de menthe, I mean it couldn't touch our temperament. A square face, a rum and some nice sponge cake. Under the water we start to shake.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Radio at its best.
And now back to Satchmo.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,